Hi, and welcome to this edition of the NGINX Community Chats. During our chat, you're going to get a chance to hear about some things open source-y, meet some of the people inside and outside of NGINX who deal with open source, and maybe even learn something new. I'm Dave McAllister, open source technologist here for F5 and NGINX. And today we are coffee-clatching with Ananya Malaku, who's part of the community team. Keep in mind that coffee klatsch is from the German for coffee and gossip. So this is a very casual, friendly conversation. So welcome, Ananya. Give me some background on what you do here at NGINX.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me. Yeah, so I am an open source program manager in the community team at NGINX. Really high level view is that I focus on all things open source. So if it's related to open source, it may be something that relates to my job description. I work on programs. I'm very technical. So I've led projects related to some of our technical initiatives. I do community building, culture change. I promote open source ethos internally. Yeah, and just all things open source.
Cool. So open source actually is started as a very individualized effort. You know, think Linux, think Samba. But over time, it's really transitioned into this corporational foundational effort. And you've been more on the corporational side, at least to my knowledge. I know you've been involved as a contributor. But what do you think drove that change from an organizational viewpoint, from the individual side to the organizational side?
Yeah, I think open source just enables innovation. And so it's an absolute must. And when you have technology, you know that technology is progressing. If we weren't able to leverage the technology that already exists, we wouldn't be able to move forward. So it enables organizations to move faster, innovate, build on top of it, and actually do something new.
Given that NGINX started as open source, project started in 2002 and was released in 2004, and we're now 21 years later. Happy 20th anniversary last year for NGINX here.
Yeah, woo-hoo.
What's your view of open source and NGINX these days?
I mean, NGINX, like you mentioned, it's our history. It's part of our foundation. We live, eat, and breathe open source here. It's part of what we do. It's what we built our project upon. And so it's still something that we focus on heavily internally. We have a lot of folks thinking about open source and talking about open source every day.
We do have a lot of projects, but most people actually only seem to really know about open source core. It's kind of interesting that when you look at them all together, I think that we're well over 130 projects now through two GitHub organizations, plus donations of things off to various foundations for OpenTelemetry, combining with Arrow, for instance. But it's kind of unique that we, as a corporation, can still be involved in giving back and being involved in open source innovation and development. Okay. Let me switch gears on you, because you mentioned this a little bit to begin with, and your title says it, open source program manager. So what's the role of an OSPM in across the company at large?
Yeah, so I have been working in this type of role for over 8 years, and this is my third team now. And you will see this role in an open source program office or in a community team. And basically, this is a specialized program management role focused on open source and open source related initiatives. You can also see this role in inner source programs and open standards programs. It's very similar, but essentially, this is someone who focuses on promoting open source ethos, promoting culture change, promoting collaboration. The day in the life varies widely depending on the company and the company's needs. So at some companies, you can focus more on license compliance. At other companies, you could focus more on security. The programs vary, but it all relates to open source.
You just touched so many different aspects that it feels like you're kind of trying to be the company inside of a single person. What kind of background helps you get ready for that?
Yeah, I think it's a background, but also a personality type. Okay. So like my personality, I have a lot of breath in a lot of different areas, but I like my day-to-day to be different, and I get bored if I do the same thing all the time. So this is one of the things that I like about this role, is that I get to do all different types of activities. Some days I'm project manager, some days I still develop, even though I don't have to all the time, but I like to do that once in a while. It's stakeholder management, it's community building. It's really something that allows me to be creative and just do what needs to happen to get the job done. So that's the personality type, where it's just like you like to do a lot of different things. My personal background, I started off as a developer in the open source program office in a previous company, and I transitioned into program management within the same role. So I was open source license compliance lead, and I focused on automating solutions for open source license compliance, implementing tooling into CI/CD pipelines for all of our customer-facing mobile apps, and then transitioned into program management as I started to roll out that initiative, do the onboarding to our developers, track our progress, create the manifests or the disclosure documents that say all of the open source dependencies that we have in our customer facing products. And yeah, so it was across the board. And I found that having this title allowed me to have more freedom in the types of activities that I could do day to day. But I will add that in my experience, everyone has a different background. So I was one of the more technical folks on the team, but there were other people who, you know, came from a wide variety of backgrounds. I worked with someone who was a teacher. I worked with someone who had an MBA and was more business minded. I worked with someone else who was also technical. Like, everyone seems to end up in this role from a different path. And it's really just a path of a wide variety, again, because of the various activities that need to happen to get the job done.
Yeah, that's actually really fascinating. The matching of the personality to the role rather than the role to the person is something I think a lot of companies and a lot of individuals ignore as well. For instance, while you were talking, I did a flashback that literally the three most brilliant programmers I have ever known in my life all have English backgrounds. They all have degrees in English. And when I asked one of them why, that he said, once you get used to dealing with logic in English, computers are simple. Mm-hmm. So fascinating concept. Okay, let's shift gears for a second. If I recall correctly, you had the privilege of working with one of the leaders in open source, Nithya Ruff. What was it like working with Nithya?
Yeah, so Nithya is absolutely fabulous. I am so thankful that I had the opportunity to work with her. She is one of the most inspirational women in open source that I've come across. And one thing I really appreciate from her is her showing me how to engage with open source in more ways than just code. And one thing about open source, like, that happens for a lot of folks, is folks can be intimidated when they first try to get involved with any project for the very first time. And one of the first introductions to open source can be through code. So when you go to a project, you see lots of code, you're not familiar with how communities operate. This is, again, you know, from the beginner standpoint, you're not familiar with Slack or Discourse or whatever platforms. You don't know, like, what to look for and how to get started. And you think that, you know, this, what contribution could I possibly have? Nithya was one of the folks, one of the people for me who showed me how to get involved. And I'm really appreciative of her doing that and showing me how to do it in more ways than just code.
Yeah. So you did bring up some really important lessons that need to also be kind of expanded, is that there's more than code in open source. You're out there looking at how to get involved. I will tell you that most projects would kill if you just go fix all their typos and their readmes. And that's a great way to get started, and you will be massively appreciated. So not only the message coming from Nithya, but from you, Ananya, don't just think code is the only way to contribute to open source. Okay, one of the things to note is that you are on the steering committee for this to-do group. For the people watching, that's capital T, capital O, capital D, capital O. What's to do, and why do you think it's important to be part of that?
to do. It starts for Talk Openly, Develop Openly. So that's the TODO group. And it is a Linux Foundation community of practice for open source practitioners, mainly focused in enterprise. Other practitioners are present, but our scope is focused in enterprise. And there are other communities that focus in other sectors, such as government and universities, et cetera. And we have a lot of resources about, you know, what a day in the life is, the role and responsibilities, who the stakeholders are, how to get started, how to show business value, how to communicate and be that bridge in both directions, internally and externally. And the reason why that's important is because it helps us enable sustainability for open source projects externally, because like it or not, enterprises are the ones with the resources to help sustain projects. They're the ones who pay the developers. They're the ones who have the bandwidth and the capacity to help support projects externally. And so we are that voice of helping to communicate back to enterprises, to leadership, about why we need to support projects externally. And also vice versa, we relay that message back out of like, how can we leverage projects and contribute to create that balance?
Okay. So open source in general has had a really interesting time recently between relicensing, abandoned projects, security issues, sabotaged projects, you name it, across the board. What do you think companies should be doing to help work with the community as such, the individual side of the space?
I think that's something that someone within the community team or open source program office should be involved in that conversation for the enterprise to help engage with communities. Oftentimes, you'll have folks who are not as aware of how communities operate, the pros and cons, the benefits, and the value of maintaining a community externally. Also, they are not aware of the trust that is involved with keeping the word and keeping that project as it has been. So oftentimes you'll see when projects are donated to foundations, there's really an exchange of trust where it's like, we are saying it's going to be in this neutral ground and that stewardship is going to be outside of this company. Then from that commitment, you have external contributions and folks buying into that story of, this is where it is, I'm going to contribute to this project, and this is what I'm getting from it. But when you have companies trying to change a license within a community or pull back a project from a foundation, you're eroding that trust in the contributions of folks who have spent a lot of time, their money, their resources, their hours working on these projects. And that's really why there's a lot of uproar and upset. So companies should really evaluate what's going on, really talk to their community teams or open source program offices, or if they don't have one, they should reach out and find a consultant and figure out why they should or should not do what they think they want to do.
Yeah. You bring up a really important item that has not come up on the chats before, and that's around trust. Open source between company and users is a trust model. It can be licenses, it can be lots of things, but basically we both trust each other to work in our joint best interest. And I'm really glad you brought that one up, because that's a really, really great point. Okay, we always ask our guests this question: what's your favorite non-work related open source project?
If I had to pick one, it would be more of an initiative than a specific project. And that is the work that the United Nations is doing to empower and move along the Sustainable Development Goals. So the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, are a list of 17 goals about doing good for humankind. And so when you have something like that and you can contribute to that overall, like, do good initiative, it makes you feel good to do good. And I'm happy that they're leveraging open source to do that.
Yeah. And it's great seeing things, similar initiatives, not only in the UN, but for instance, the EU has their open source initiatives to help create and drive small business, startup businesses, and new innovative ideas as well. Okay. we did touch on this a little bit, but any advice that you would give for someone who really wants to get started working with an open source project?
Yeah, so now that I'm several years in, I'll say, don't get intimidated. You know, folks will be happy to have you involved. You should look for their website, look at what platforms they're communicating in. It varies from project to project. Read the documentation, see if there's any how to get started guides. You can find that on their website or in GitHub or wherever they're located. And just, you know, do what you can. See if you reach out. If you're not as familiar with some of the technologies, you can reach out and see if there's someone you can pair program with. See if you can get any FaceTime. Oftentimes, you'll be surprised. People are happy to just talk. And it's nice to just know how you use the project. What new features you think can get added to add more value. Or even non-technical work, you can ask them, is there some project management work I can help with? Is there any documentation I can help with?
Yeah.
Can I help plan an event? Do you need any comms support? As you know, projects are their own like tiny companies these days, trying to get more community growth themselves. There's lots of work that needs to happen, and just get started and reach out.
That's very cool. Very good insights. And thank you, Ananya, for coming on our Nginx Community Chats and giving us those insights and those ideas and concepts around open source and where we are today. And thank all of y'all for joining us today, meeting some of the people behind the power of open source. If you've got your own ideas and comments, please join us on the Nginx Community Forum and let us know what you think or where you would like to see this go. And we look forward to seeing your comments, ideas, and feedback there. And as always, may the open source be with you.